Hello, beloved. It is wonderful to be with you again, specifically with regards to our topic, with when we're talking about spiritual warfare of believers. Now, last week we did a little bit of an introduction and started looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. And God willing, today we're going to continue with that. Before we do that, though, let's just have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, specifically when we talk about this topic of spiritual warfare, I really want to pray and ask you to please enable me as your servant to teach your people the truth of what your word teaches about this topic. And I want to pray, Father, that you will open up our hearts to receive and our minds to understand, so that you may be glorified, and the strongholds that might be built up in our own hearts and our own minds, that those may be brought down and destroyed, so that at the end of the day, Father, we can walk in the truth, because your word is truth. This I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Okay. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to read from verse 3 to verse 6. Verse 3 through verse 6. So we read, For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Okay, it's a mouthful. Once again, just to lay some foundation, remember, we are talking about 1 Corinthians, where the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. This is the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthian believers, where there was a lot of problems. This church really had major, major issues. Now, just one chapter further, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the Apostle Paul speaks to the Corinthian believers and says, you put up with false apostles that come in and they preach another Jesus, and they bring another gospel to you, and you accept these things and another spirit. So the Apostle Paul speaks to them about these things, because in the two letters that he writes to them, he addresses quite a few things that these Corinthian believers were going off track with. They were no longer doing what God wanted them to do. All right, so what happened was that these false apostles that came into the church started teaching these heresies and false doctrine, that started teaching things that are not in line with God's word. What happened was strongholds started building up in their minds. It's like these fortresses that was built up where the people would go for safety. Those kind of fortresses would be built up in the minds of people, and these lies would actually take refuge in these fortresses, in these strongholds, in the minds of the Corinthian believers. And the truth of God's word had to basically come in and destroy those strongholds, to break it down, to pull it down, so that at the end of the day, the Corinthian believers could come back to the truth. Now, I want to just quickly explain to you, because I've seen this so many times. What happens in a person's life is, let's say, for example, you get involved in a church, and that church teaches falsehood. Okay? So you're listening to this preacher preaching, and every week this preacher just preaches falsehoods. So what is happening is, in your mind, these false lies are kind of layered in your mind. So you have the first layer, it is a lie. Then upon that layer, another lie is built. And then another lie on top of that one, and another lie on top of that one. At the end of the day, let's say, for example, you've got 20 or 30 lies that is built on the foundation of the one thing that was a lie from the beginning. So a stronghold has now been built up in your life and in your mind to such an extent that it is extremely powerful. Now, let's say, for example, I come to you and I listen to you, and what you are saying to me is not the truth. It's not the biblical truth. So what I do is I will share God's truth with you. And I mean, let's say I'm doing it with all sincerity. I show it to you in God's word and you read it and you look at it. But remember, the lie that I'm now taking on in your mind is a lie that is based on another lie. Okay, so what you will do is you will quote the other lie as the foundation from where you found this, or you believe what you are believing now. Okay, so what I do is, now I've just showed you that the lie that you have now, the stronghold that you have now is a lie, and the scripture teaches that that is wrong. But what you are doing is you are defending yourself with another lie that was actually placed inside of you, yeah, that you have inside of you, which is part of this stronghold. All right, so what I do is I realize, whoops, okay, so this one lie that we started with is based on another lie. So I show you from scripture that this other one is also a lie. But what you will then do is you will once again defend yourself by taking me on with another lie, another non-truth, that the one that you just had was also built on, because the one lie is actually built upon the foundation of another lie. So I come with all sincerity trying to break down those lies by bringing you the truth, because that's what the truth does, is the truth destroys the lies, okay? And once that lie is destroyed and the person becomes obedient to Christ and obedient to the truth of God's word, that stronghold is then broken down. But let's say I get to the fourth or the fifth lie in your life, and I've now shown you that this was a lie, and the next one was a lie, and the next one was a lie. The chances are you're going to get to the point where you say, you want to tell me that everything that I believe is a lie? Because everything that I've said to you, you are telling me that all those things are lies. Beloved, you see, the problem is that's exactly how a stronghold works. Strongholds are always built on lies. The foundation of a stronghold is that first lie. And then all the lies are then built upon that first lie. Okay, so if I don't know where that first lie is, then I will not be able to go to the first lie and then destroy this whole stronghold. But if I can figure out by God's grace, or God can reveal it to me through His Holy Spirit or in a conversation that I have, what that foundational lie is, then I can actually go directly for that first lie. And when I share on this first lie, then that whole, let's say, that whole stronghold, that whole tower, that whole wall that has been built up in the person's life will just come tumbling down. I've seen this many, many times in sessions where I sit with people and I bring God's word to them with all sincerity. And I actually tell them, listen, my own life, there's been so many things that I've noticed in my own life that I was actually building what I believed on previous lies. And these strongholds have become so strong in my life that it's just lie upon lie upon lie upon lie. So when somebody then brings me the truth, at some time I just don't want to listen to them anymore. Because my whole foundation, everything in me has been shaken. Okay, but that's the whole thing, is the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not human weapons. I can't sit down and take philosophical reasoning or clever words or whatever to try to break down those strongholds in a person's life, because those strongholds are all lies that has been put into the minds of people. I just love to listen to people today, especially when you listen to the mainstream media, when you listen to some of the people that is very liberal or very left, and some that is very right. I love to listen to them somehow, sometimes, and I just hear the lies and lies and lies that their lives have been built on. And they just defend the one lie with another lie, because they've been so bombarded with lies that that's the thing that they start believing after a while. Okay, so, beloved, it's so important for us, especially as believers, that we have to submit ourselves to the truth of God's word. God's word has to stand above everything, and I have to be willing to bow my knees before the truth of God's word. I need to go and search it, and when I search the scripture and I found out what I believe is wrong, I have to follow the truth and destroy the lie that has been built up in my life. And if God uses somebody else in my life, I need to open up myself to be able to receive the truth, because that's the way that strongholds and our lives are broken down. That's why Paul wrote these two epistles, these two letters to the Corinthian believers, explaining to them one lie after the other. For example, in 1 Corinthians, you know, chapter 11 to 14, we find, or 12 to 14, we find him speaking about the spiritual gifts. And the reason why the spiritual gifts were so abused in the Corinthian church, and it was so based on so many falsehoods, was because the Corinthians opened themselves up to another spirit. And this other spirit that they received actually enabled them to speak in tongues, but then to become prideful about their speaking in tongues, and then add to that a lot of false things that they actually believed about tongues. And they were acting just like a bunch of pagans. Why? Because there was a lie that was built in them. And what was that lie from the beginning? That they could open up themselves to another spirit. Okay? And that was the foundation. So if you can show someone that the spirit that they are working from is not the Holy Spirit, then by God's grace, we pray that the stronghold will be brought down. I remember quite a few years ago, I spoke to a young man. We had a campaign, and in this campaign, this young man came and he spoke to me and he said he wanted me to teach him to be a prophet of God. And he told me, but he already prophesies and he shares the future of people with them. And he would go around and just sit with somebody and he would get a word in his mind, and then he would just say it to the people, and many of those things that he said actually came true. And he believed that he was being prepared to be a prophet of God. And he was sharing with me and how this spirit that was in him was leading him in different ways. And I remember him speaking and saying, but this same spirit that allowed him to prophesy, and I'm putting prophecy in inverted commas, to prophesy and tell people their future, that same spirit would say to him at times, hit that woman. And then he would actually, if he's not obedient to hitting that woman, that spirit would actually hurt him. But he believed it was the Holy Spirit. And he said to me, a part of his testimony was that this spirit, he received it at birth from a very young age. What happened was his mother dropped him, he fell off his mother's back and he broke his back at a certain point. And he said from that point onwards, and he was very, very young, I can't remember how old he was, but from a very young age, he had the ability to tell the future. And it happened after this tragic incident where he broke his back. He had a big lump on his back. But anyway, so this spirit would tell him to pull women's hair, girl's hair when he was still younger, and swear at people. So he would walk around, swear at people, pull women's hair and curse them and even hit them. And he called it the Holy Spirit. So I started and I tried to explain to him that that's not the Holy Spirit. That's not the spirit of the Bible. And then as I was sitting there, just quietly, I prayed and I said, Lord, I really want to help this young man. Please just help me to find out what the real problem is, that I can give this young man an answer. And I remember sitting in front of him, and this thought came into my mind, and I believe it's the Lord by His grace that just placed that thought in my mind. And I said to him, when did you receive this spirit? When did the spirit start speaking to you and working through you? And he said, no, when I was very young. And I said, okay, but according to scripture, when do you receive the Holy Spirit? And this young man sat there and says, when you are born again, when you get saved, God's Spirit comes and indwells you. And beloved, it was like a light that went on in this young man's mind. You could actually, if it was possible, I think I would have been able to see the light in his eyes. And he sat in front of me, and you could see he's just, his face changed. Everything changed. Because the foundation of the lies upon lies upon lies that has been built up in his life was destroyed. That this thing that was telling him to pull the hair of girls and young women, to hit them, to curse people, to swear at them, that this was not the Holy Spirit. And that whole stronghold in his life came tumbling down. Beloved, it was such a beautiful thing. And the first words he told me after that, he said to me, "What must I do to get rid of it? If this is not the Spirit of God, I don't want it in me." Beloved, and I could share the gospel with him. We could pray together, and he was delivered from the Spirit. And from that day on, he was no longer able to prophesy, because that Spirit that enabled him to prophesy was not the Spirit of God. You see, and that was the same thing that happened in the Corinthian church. They received another Spirit that basically taught them that it was okay to have division in the church. It was okay if the unity of the church was destroyed. If they can be factions within the church. The one person can say, "No, I follow the teachings of Paul," and the other one would say, "I follow the teachings of Silas," and the other one would say, "I follow the teachings of Jesus." And that kind of division can take place in the church. That's the same thing, that same Spirit that would lead the rich people in the church of Corinthians to partake of this communal meal that they had before they would have the Lord's Supper. And they would actually call it the Lord's Supper. And then they would eat before the poor people would come. And they would drink so much that they would actually get drunk. You get it in 1 Corinthians 11. That was the same Spirit that kind of led them in that direction. So by the time that the poor people came for the church service and for the Lord's Supper, these rich people were drunk already. That's why Paul had to address this issue, because this was a major big issue within the church in Corinth. All right, this man that had sexual relations with his stepmother, the same thing, and they allowed him to continue in the church without applying church discipline to him. All problems, lies that was built up in the church that, no, you can just allow any kind of sin and just go on with your sin just the way you are. It's fine, and you can still just go on in the church and be an active member of the church instead of putting that person under discipline. You know, so there are so many things that the Apostle Paul addresses in the first and second letter that he writes to the Corinthians. A major one as well, where the Corinthian church actually opened up the doors for false teachers to come in, false apostles to come in and preach heresy, preach falsehoods to them, and they just accepted it. And why? Because they were no longer following the truth of God's word. They were no longer obedient to the truth. They now started being obedient to the lie. And that was a stronghold that was built up in their lives, and it's layer upon layer upon layer of lies that was built up. And God used the Apostle Paul in these two letters to destroy the foundation of the lies that was built up, of the strongholds that was built up in the minds of the Corinthian church. But then it also speaks about the casting down of arguments. You see, these are basically arguments. You will always find that people who are following lies, that has strongholds in their lives, they love to argue. They love to argue. They would fight you. They would argue with you, with anyone, with regards to what they believe. And they would just share a lie upon lie upon lie upon lie, because that's what their doctrine, their belief is built on. It's built on lies. But they will, how can I say, they will argue. They will have arguments, but those arguments are based on lies. And the Apostle Paul says that these weapons that we use, the truth of God's word, prayer, relying on the power of the Holy Spirit to enable us to share the truth of God's word, to bring the truth that will break down the strongholds and cast down these arguments, nah? To cast them down. That's the only way, is when God's truth comes in and casts them down. These arguments needs to be cast down. And these are the thoughts that develop within the minds of those who are, how can I say, caught in the grips of lies, of Satan's lies, whether it's thoughts or ideas, or they have all these kind of speculations, and these speculations becomes truth to them. But it's actually just speculation, it's not biblical truth. Okay, then all the kind of ways that they reason, all the reasonings they have, the philosophies that they follow, even false religion that is developed, it is developed. It's a stronghold that is built up in the minds of people that can only be destroyed and brought down and cast down by the word of God, the truth of God's word. You see, what people that has a stronghold in their mind, what they normally do is they will use all these different things, all these lies, these false thoughts, these false ideas, these speculations, these false reasonings, and the philosophies of men and things like that, and false religion. They will use it to basically shelter themselves from the truth. It's like this stronghold, this fortress that is built around them to basically prevent the truth from coming into their minds. I always am fascinated in listening to atheists, fascinated in listening to people caught up in false religions, how they've built up so many things inside of them to shelter them from the truth of God's word. Whether it be human reasoning, whether it be false ideas of things, whether it be speculation about things, whether it be just whatever, philosophies, whether they build up a completely false religion, they build it up so that they can be shielded from the truth itself, because it's the truth that sets people free. That is the thing that we need to follow after. Beloved, and especially us as believers, we know the truth, we know God's word. Allow God's word to lead you. Allow God's spirit to lead you into all truth. And what is all truth? God's word is all truth. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you into all the truth of God's word. Beloved, there was a stage in my life where I was involved in the charismatic movement, in Pentecostalism, but I'm talking about the extreme side of Pentecostalism. I was involved in soak meetings, and I was involved in falling down in the spirit and putting hands on people to be slain in the spirit, speaking in tongues and all those kind of things. I was caught up in all these things. But beloved, it was the word of God, the truth of God's word over time that broke down those strongholds in my life, so that I ended up at the end of the day saying, if it's not in God's word, if it's not clearly written in God's word, and it's not clearly supported by scripture, because scripture supports scripture, scripture reveals scripture, scripture interprets scripture. If scripture doesn't reveal and interpret itself 100% about a topic, then I will not go there. I am so concerned about myself to fall back into having these strongholds build up in my mind. So I've got experience of this, and praise God for people who are willing to come to me with the truth and challenge me with the things that I believed. And still people are challenging me, and I praise God so much. And then going to God's word, who is the truth, and allow the word of God to the Holy Spirit to work through the word of God to break down all the strongholds and all these imaginations and all these arguments that I have built up in my mind. All those things broken down by the word of God. Oh, beloved, may God enable us to stick to the truth. Remember, God's word is all sufficient in all matters of faith and practice. All sufficient. Completely without error in the original. Oh, let's allow God's word to break the strongholds also, that it might be built up in our own minds. And may God use us to be able to be involved in the spiritual war with regards to the truth against error. And may truth prevail. Right, with all of that said, let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the truth of your word. Thank you that we can understand something more of spiritual warfare, this warfare that we are involved in. And I pray, Father, please, may the truth of your word set us free from the bondage of lies, or the bondage to lies. This I pray, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Beloved, thank you very much for listening to this Bible study, the study on spiritual warfare. God willing, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and may He give you His peace. God willing, until next time, bye-bye.